Hello everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell, Certified Nurse Midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have my dear friend with me, Jody Congdon, from Hips to Heart. She has an amazing service for birth workers and specifically clients. I mean, today we're going to focus more on her skills with business and birth side, but she does do a doula franchise. So you can definitely visit her site and learn more about her services. Jody, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your journey, just your why you became a doula, why you went down the business side of helping other midwives, doulas, birth workers start their own practices.
So it started about 13 years ago, June, I had my first daughter, and I was just in a space where I was the first of all my friends to have a baby. I had lost my mother, you know, years before, and I really didn't have any support going into it and postpartum. And I happened to be in corporate America. I was in event planning and I got laid off. And I just, something like struck me that I was like, okay, I just had a baby, just went through, you know, my 3 months of maternity leave and everything was fine. It was a lot of trial and error. And I felt like I came out of it in like a really good place, but I thought to myself, there has to be a better way to have a baby and like navigate new parenthood. And I just did some Googling, and like I said, I got laid off and I was like, what can I do that's meaningful? And to be home with my daughter, you know, she had been in daycare full time. And I didn't feel good about that. So I actually started back in nursing school. I thought maybe I would bridge my bachelor's over to a master's in certified nurse midwifery. And I ended up really realizing quickly that nursing was not for me. I didn't love the clinical piece of it, but I loved the mom, baby, social and emotional and mental and that, you know, connection and bonding. And so I found postpartum doula care and I flew right down to North Carolina because there was no trainings up in New England. I'm from Boston. Took my training, came back, dove in headfirst, and actually fell upon my first client was twins, and it, you know, I was there for a long time, and it just spiraled into word of mouth, and I became busy very quickly, and I ended up taking a labor doula training and childbirth ed, and you know, lactation, all the things that you know, once you get into birth work, that you just feel compelled to do, and I ended up doing all those things and realizing very quickly that I only had two hands. And it would be really difficult to build something spectacular. Sorry, you see my dog in the background. With my two hands. So, you know, it naturally sort of morphed into, I transitioned into an agency. And to back up a little bit, I eventually started training for the organization that I, you know, was certified through. I do postpartum doula trainings and lactation educator trainings. And because I'm training postpartum doulas, and now it's virtual and it's all over the country, but it's normally just in the New England area. So transitioning into an agency was so perfect because I literally could handpick like my best students to work, you know, with Hip to Heart, whether it was,
you know,
yeah. You know, and some of them are excellent, you know, in the business part too, and they sort of just wanted to start out with an agency. And some of them are like amazing at the care part and want nothing to do with, you know, the invoices and contracts and marketing and all that stuff. So I have an amazing mix of doulas that work for me. And so then I sort of realized, you know, the business piece, you know, there's a reason why an agency is so appealing. And, you know, as much as I want people to stay with me forever, you know, what can I do for these doulas after they take their training to sort of launch them out into, you know, the community?
Successful practice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could be amazing at what you do, but if you can't get a client, I mean, it's such a waste of talent.
Yeah.
So I really started, you know, honing in on the business piece and the marketing and the networking and, you know, just having people come to me who have trained with other organizations, you know, and saying, hey, I took this training and I'm so lost and, you know, what do I do? And it morphed into like just some side consulting and it was all for free in the beginning, you know, but then it's like, you know, I'm inundated with these like 30 minutes here or 30 minutes there. And I was like, again, you know, I'm in a perfect position to create another segment of my business with the, you know, consulting, you know, business part of it. So I started doing more of that, and I have two little ones. So I took a step back from private care for a little while and, you know, focused on doing the trainings and focused on the business part. And then COVID hit and, you know, we sort of did everything virtually now. And yeah, I mean, it's sort of just morphed itself, and I've created this different kind of, you know, thing than I originally had planned, but it all happened just really naturally. And, you know, I feel like that's the best things happen when they're just not forced. And, you know, I didn't have these grand plans, you know, originally, but the best thing about what I do is that as life changes and as my family changes and as my needs change, I can, you know, change my business to fit all of that. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, never happens to me is I never get burnt out. I never, you know, feel like I'm, you know, not loving what I'm doing or feel overwhelmed, because I can always just shift to fit my needs. And not many people can say that. I feel really blessed and really lucky. And lucky is not the word. I mean, it's not luck. I put a lot of effort into making it like that.
But you're very fortunate, you know, as far as you've created these opportunities for yourself. And I think that's part of why you and I connected so well, is because I do very similar on the midwifery role. Like, my story and how I evolved is to my life and to the, like, you and I have very similar personalities. We look at the big picture. We look at the systems. Mm-hmm. We look at, I love supporting a woman, holding her hand during labor and catching a baby, yeah, and being part of that one life. But if we look at the larger scale, you're helping to change the doula world across the whole country. And I'm able to change midwifery across the whole country because we're looking at the bigger picture. Like, I think that's people understanding their business side. You've got employees that love being employees and are happy you doing the business side. And then you have other ones that are like, okay, I'm in the beginning stage. I want experience. And helping and encouraging them to create a business, because it is not what a birth worker has learned. They don't, right, they don't churn as a nurse, a midwife, a doula, a lactation consultant. There's no business courses. It's hard knocks. And you and I are trying to help with that learning curve with tools and resources. And so, yeah, I think it's amazing what you've evolved from. And I think that's part of that creative mindset too, is you see an opportunity and you adapt to it. You're not afraid of risk, yeah, and chance, and you take your skills to the next level. You're not just comfortable. Well, this is just what I'm going to do because I know how to do it. Go ahead.
Like you said, you know, the bigger picture, and think about, you know, as we educate, you know, midwives and doulas, and how many more people they're serving, like how many more families they're able to care for, because they are able to now figure out the marketing part and figure out how to balance their business. And they're able to put themselves out there in a way that maybe they weren't able to before. And, you know, because we're reaching them, their reach is much greater. So, you know, by helping one midwife, you're helping hundreds of families, yeah, you know, the same thing with doulas. So,
yeah, definitely. And I think go ahead.
No, I think we're definitely looking at the bigger piece of this.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just joining resources. When I started Midwifery Business Consultation, my original intention was for midwives, and it's evolved into lactation and doulas because it's the same concept. You still want the same business entities and tax structure and liability protection. And that good foundation is the same, whether you're a doula, lactation, a midwife, you want a good, strong private practice to grow from. And so, yeah, you and I have cross-referred many ladies that she's a better fit for you, and vice versa. And that's part of that strength, yep, and expertise. And so I've loved what you've created. Do you want to tell people a little bit about your Facebook and your social medias? Because I think you're an expert at kind of using Facebook to that next level.
Sure. And this is one of my favorite things too. I have a Facebook group. It's called Business for Birth Professionals, and it is solely focused on the business side of the birth community. So, you know, no one's asking questions about contractions and all that stuff. It's all about business. So there is, I think, almost 1,200 members. And, you know, I feel like for a long time, I was doing all the prompting, asking a lot of questions and getting people to really open up and talk about themselves and talk about their businesses. And I definitely do a lot of teaching in there. But, you know, in the last, you know, month or two or three, I feel like people are really starting to open up and post more and answer other people's questions more. And it's just this like thriving community of like educators. I mean, everyone sort of is chiming in all the time and helping. And I love that community feel. And it's, you know, connection, not competition is, you know, what I'm always talking about. And it makes us all stronger. It makes us all better. But this group is like taking on a life of its own. And I love it. I'm in it like 3, 4, 5 times a day. And I'm definitely answering questions and posting, but I'm also just like in awe of everybody else. And
well, you definitely inspired me. Your Facebook group, I was like, okay, I'm going to make one for midwives. So I did it 3 months ago and it's still in the early stages. So I know you're helping me with the engagement, but it's creating a platform. I mean, especially with COVID and people feeling so isolated, and we have the World Wide Web to take advantage of. I think sometimes people forget you don't have to learn from just your midwife or doula in your community. You can learn from the experts all over the country and get so much more knowledge faster and resources and tools. So I really love that with your group. I love that you've really, you ask general questions, you get people to support each other. What are you struggling with? What are your strengths, weaknesses? It's not always just about birth, but I think mental health, especially with a lot of what we talk about, is so important. Preventing burnout and keeping our well-being, we need to support each other in the highs and lows of business ownership.
100%. I love it. And it's actually, you know, helped me grow my email list, you know, as a result of, you know, engagement in the group. And you know, I feel like too, it's hard when you feel like you're always giving information and no one's sort of, you know, saying that they appreciate it or, you know, they like it or they used it and it worked. And, I feel like I get a lot of really awesome feedback and thank yous and, you know, DMs that say, you know, you told me to do this and I did it and I have my first interview or whatever it is. I feel like people are just so eager to say like how the group or how I've been helpful. And it just pushes me to go further. You know, it's kind of like when you have a brand new baby and like they don't smile yet. So you're just like, you know, I give you all this stuff. I put all this effort into you and you don't show me anything. And then like the first time they smile at you, you're just like, oh my God, every sleepless night is worth it because you smiled at me. It's kind of like that. It's like you feel like I feel like gratitude all the time.
With being a business owner, like we talk a lot about just the personal development and abundance versus scarcity and how powerful it is. Because if you're putting positive energy out into the world and gratitude and grateful, it comes back to you. I mean, when you set a platform of positivity and compliments and pushing people to the next level, you're going to draw that around you. And I think that's just amazing what you guys have created. Yeah, it's not a bunch of whining. Like there's a couple groups where it's just frustration and they're complaining. They're not doing anything about it. I'm like, I don't want to be part of that. And so I think that's another reason why you and I were like, we want to empower women. We want to challenge women. We want to be a resource, and positivity is very, very important. As far as your business, where would you say the highs and lows are? Like just to kind of be down and honest with people, like where did you feel like, oh my gosh, this, can I do this? Where were you in that challenging learning curve of starting your business?
So when I started, I was a single mom for probably by the first 7 or 8 years of, you know, my daughter's life. And, you know, it's scary to be the sole financial, you know, provider. And, you know, I wanted everything. I wanted to, you know, provide financially. I wanted to be there with her, you know, as much as I could. And, you know, a lot of times those two things don't go together. It's either you, you know, make a lot of money and you're never home, or you're always home and you don't make a lot of money. So, you know, getting started with that, in the self-doubt that, you know, went along with it. Like, can I do this? I think I can do this. Oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do this. Like, how are we going to survive? And just getting over that initially, and then really seeing like the growth and the success of the business propelled me to sort of never look back and never have those doubts again. I definitely went through a low period, probably, I'm going to say in 2014, I got engaged, which was amazing. And my dad was diagnosed with cancer like right after that. So basically I stopped taking clients. I spent, you know, some months with him and while planning my wedding. And, I ended up getting married in March of 2015 and he died in May. So I got pregnant like a minute, you know, after, so I really like just took that opportunity to spend the time with him, step back from my business. And it took me a really long time to get moving again. You know, once he died and I got pregnant and I was sort of in this very low low for a long time. And I felt just like, you know, I wanted to get a 9-to-5. Like, I didn't want to do anything for myself. I wanted to just have someone tell me what to do when I do it. And then I ended up signing up for a business course, like a random business course. And I felt like I needed something to just kick my butt back into, like, you know, my business. And that's all it took, a 6-hour business course to snap me right out of this funk. And I've been like moving ever since. And that was sort of like the last low. And you know, every once in a while I get this sort of idea in my head, like, how am I going to do all this? And I don't have a VA. I don't have an assistant. I'm mentally working towards that, but I feel like I'm the worst delegator in the whole wide world. So I'm having a lot of trouble with that, which leads to a lot of, you know, I start really diving into work at 10 p.m. and I don't finish till 1 or 2, and I'm with the kids all day. So I get bits and pieces done, but I can't sit down for solid hours and concentrate. So I don't know how long, you know, my kids sleep late, so it's not terrible, but I don't know how long that's going to be, you know, sustainable for me. So I'm going to have to cave and get some assistance, but.
Well, yeah, it's the balancing act of being self-employed versus a business owner. You're getting to that level. And it is hard. I think when we're self, there's a personality type to self-employed versus a business owner, because you're not so much looking at the system. You're like, I can do it best. I know my business in and out. And it is, it's hard to let go with your personality to say, I'm going to hire that expert that I'm going to train to help me with these things. But it is time. It is hard. And as your kids get older, and you can adjust. And that's the cool part, is you can choose with your business. You don't have to say, well, my boss tells me to work. You are your boss. You can decide I'm going to work 10 to 2, or you're going to decide when you're going to pick up.
And I go back and forth. You know, my littlest one is 3. My middle one's 4.5, and my oldest one is 13. So, you know, there will be a time where my littlest one will enter kindergarten, and, you know, of course I'll cry about it then. I'm crying about it now because I have no time to work, but I'll cry about it then when I have, you know, more time to work, because I'll be sad that she's gone. But, you know, I can only do what I can do. And I'm actually very, very aware of that. And, you know, as a business owner, I full-heartedly believe that you put into it what you get out of it. And so I'm, you know, I put in a little bit, because I don't have the capacity right now for things to explode. And, you know, of course, when you put it out to the universe that you want like a tiny bit of growth, you know, things do start to explode. So that I don't fear growth, but I fear like the time restraint that I have. And I don't ever want my business to like creep into my family time more than, you know, it makes me feel comfortable. So I just have to be very conscious of that. And, you know, I've learned over the years how to say no. And that was a really hard lesson for me. There was a time where I wasn't saying no to anything, and, you know, just feeling crappy about being away and being tired, and you start to resent like your business. And, but I feel like I have good boundaries now, way better boundaries now than I have before. So, and I think that comes in time, and that, you know, that comes with growth and maturity within your business. I mean,
Well, and I think part of the hard thing is some people have to learn the hard way. I mean, in 2017, I hit a dark place of burnout, and you learn from life experiences, but our goal is definitely to put self-care and put boundaries and teach doulas and midwives and birth workers how to create that good structure, so that if you have a job that's 24/7, who's going to cover vacations? Who's going to cover call? How are you going to have that group practice? If you're solo, you need to create some time and some boundaries for you. You're not going to answer non-urgent questions after 7 at night. Like, you have to create in your business structure. And stuff that we really understand as birth workers, like, you love these women, but you can't be everything 24/7. You'll lose sleep. You'll lose your sanity. And so, I think especially you and I have created amazing courses. Some of them are online automated. We do mastermind groups. So if you want to tell Jody people about some of the great projects you have coming up.
Yeah. I have a course coming up, actually. It's coming up soon, about building curriculum. So I will have this course periodically. It's one of my favorites. And it just talks about adding, you know, the educator piece to your business. So, you know, teaching classes, whether they're, you know, to people who are thinking about, you know, conceiving, they're already pregnant, you know, postpartum, or support people, partners, grandparents, whatever, whoever you're teaching to, really adds an awesome component to your business. It makes the care that you're providing even more comprehensive, because you're adding, you know, the education piece onto the actual care. So you're doing a lot more, you know, possibly prenatal work with your clients, and even expanding your reach to people who are not your clients, and they learn somewhere that you're teaching classes. So now they've connected with you, you're teaching, they might become clients. You know, more people to spread the word for people taking the classes or potential clients. And even, you know, utilizing connections in the birth communities. So, you know, stopping and thinking, whoever your, you know, ideal audience is, who else is caring for these same people? Who can I connect with? Okay, so maybe a chiropractor is caring for prenatal and postpartum women. Maybe I could say, hey, I'm local in the community, I teach these prenatal classes or whatever, you know, could I do it at your office, which is already established with my ideal clientele? Mm-hmm. So obviously it brings me clients and it brings me revenue, but it also enhances that person's practice, because now they are having these exclusive classes for their patients. So I always try to find those connections that are mutually beneficial, because it doesn't work if it's one-sided, right? Yeah. And we want to sort of be able to finesse these relationships and have other things branch out, you know, from there. But
yeah. Well, and I think that's that same concept of the abundance versus scarcity. When you create a win-win, if you're creatively looking at opportunities, not just how can I take from the situation, when you present something to a chiropractor, you present something to an obstetrician, you present something to a client, that you're now creating a win-win. You're going to exchange your services for something that creates value to them. You start thinking differently. You start, your mind shifts. When you start training to think like a business owner and creatively and abundance, the opportunities are endless. It's just a matter of where do you want to go with them. So no, I think it's amazing what you're inspiring with your courses, and especially being a doula, they can be anything. You could focus just on prenatal education. You could focus postpartum. If you don't want to be on call for labor, find your niche. Like, you could do just breastfeeding support. I mean, the possibilities are endless for doula services. It's just a matter of the creativity of what you want to do with it.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, that's coming up. I have the Birth Boss Mastermind, which is coming up, starts November 10th, I think, and it goes till December 15th. It's a 6-week really intensive mastermind group, and we really take a good detailed look at things like strategic marketing, you know, connecting in the community. We're talking about what else are we talking about? Goal setting. We're talking about additional revenue streams, so whether it's virtual or digital or you know, other ways to sort of branch out, maybe take your solo practice to an agency or a collective. So many different things. It's 6 weeks, and so it's 6 components. And it's really for someone who is looking for that community feel. We definitely are going to be doing a lot of brainstorming. It's 45 minutes of me teaching, 45 minutes of Q&A and group discussion. But I think you get the biggest transformation in a mastermind, more so than just one-on-one consulting or purchasing a digital course, because you're getting my expertise, but you're also getting the ideas of the people in the mastermind, and they're all in a similar place. So it's really actually working out perfectly, but you're getting people who have maybe, you know, done something that you're looking to do, and they can give you feedback, what worked and what didn't. And then I can give feedback about the same thing, you know, what worked and what didn't. And we can sort of take this, you know, broad, whatever it is, and sort of pare it down to what fits perfectly for their business. And, you know, we can do that 6 times, once a week, you know, every for 6 weeks, about all the different topics. So I feel like the mastermind's my favorite, because you really do, from point A to point Z, you see the biggest change, and it's always a positive change.
Yeah, and that's something I've stressed so much with when you're going to be an entrepreneur, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. We always joke, you want to be the weakest person in the room. You want to be the one that you can bring some strength, but you got to get your buyer higher to stay with that group versus you're the highest one in, you're not going to grow. You're not going to expand. You're not going to challenge yourself in your business and personal life. And so mastermind groups are very powerful because now you are surrounding yourself by like-minded people, all with different expertise, and a lot of them will become lifelong friends and just connect in business. I mean, you and I are on a group together for the last 6 months, and the phenomenal power of inspiration and challenges we put on each other, it just takes you to the next level. I joke, it's like Weight Watchers for business. It's kind of like, okay, I'm holding you accountable. What did you do this last time? What did you tell us you were going to do? And it's huge with any business. It's good to be part of a mastermind group of some kind.
And I think what I love so much about our mastermind is that it was so random and it was totally like organically, you know, sort of founded. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you had one other person in mind and then I had one other person in mind. And when the four of us got together, it was like the perfect fit. Like it was like a puzzle and then it was done. I feel like that, I mean, it couldn't have been any better.
Well, and I stress to people, you don't have to make it formal. Like you just connect with people. If you see, you love someone on Facebook that's talking about these great things, you want to be them, connect and reach out and create a small group. Like it was literally us just brainstorming. Like we want to be part of this. And I'm so grateful. We meet together once a month for an hour. We have kids, we have interactions. We just get down to earth and help each other. Cause there's some months where one person's really down and there's some months we're all on amazing. And I think just watching the progress, even the last 6 months and recognizing it. We're giving each other credit. I know you and the other lady, you guys were kind of beating yourselves up last month. And I'm like, from my perspective, you guys are kicking butt. And I don't know if it helped with that encouragement, but having a different way of looking at it, especially when you're tired at night, I don't know if it was good or bad. We picked at 8 at night, but it makes us guard down and just honest with each other. We're all in the same boat. We're all young families, moms doing our dreams. And I know there's big things happening. So yes, it would be amazing if we could get more birth workers to create their own small groups. I know community groups, you can create your own Facebook groups to talk on, but yeah, the power of knowledge. So yes, if there's anything, Jody, you want to finish with as far as how people can contact you, what would be a good fit of a way to communicate if it's by phone or email or Facebook?
Any communication, I feel like, you know, I'm sort of bouncing around from different things all day long, but my website is hiptoheart.com. I mean, this gets pretty repetitive when I say it. You can email me at Jody, it's Jodi at Hip to Heart. On Instagram, it's at Hip to Heart. Facebook, the group is Business for Birth Professionals, so you can always search that. But I love to chat. I love when people, you know, message me and say, you know, hey, I have a quick question about, you know, whatever. And my response is most of the time, you know, let's Zoom for 5-10 minutes. Like, I like to, you know, text or, you know, email or whatever. And the phone is nice too. But like when you can see someone's face and see their expression and, you know, I think on my end, my excitement shows way more when you can see me. And I was chatting with someone, you know, yesterday and we were talking about the mastermind and they were thinking about it. And they were saying that someone tried to charge them, you know, like $10,000 or $12,000 for like consulting for their business. And they kept pushing, you know, you have to spend money to make money. And it ended up making this woman feel really terrible about herself. Like, was she not putting enough into her business? Should she step up? I mean, she didn't have the $10,000.
Yeah. It's a sales tactic. You know, yeah.
I said, mm-hmm. That's so not my style. I can't even, if someone said that to me, I would, you know, feel terrible. And I felt bad for her, but I said, you know, the mastermind is $597. So not a huge investment, but big enough where you, of course, want to see a huge transformation at the end of the 6 weeks. And I said, you know, I'm so, so confident in my ability to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Why don't we do this? Why don't we pay half now and then half when you see that transformation and you feel like you're in a good spot? And I honest to God thought she was like going to cry. Like she was like, are you joking? And I'm, you know, I'm here to help you and I'm also here to make money. So don't think that I'm giving all of this away, but I'm trying to find ways for everyone to be able to take advantage. And there's no doubt in my mind that there will come a time where she says, you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. And here's the other half. I've honestly never, I'm always super flexible with payment plans and things like that. Cause I want, you know, my courses to be accessible, and I've never, ever had one person not hold up their end of the bargain ever in my almost 13 years, 12 years of doing this. I've never had someone not follow through.
Well, and I think it's the integrity, it's the quality and the value of what you're doing. I mean, it's, you stand out in the crowd to me because you go above and beyond, and to say you're here to make money, you're a value, and it's a win-win situation. If they would like to learn from your value, this is the exchange, so you can do opportunities for yourself and your family. So no, I think it's amazing what you're doing, and I can't wait to see the next few years where you go with it all.
I'm more excited than you. I can't. And you know what? I'm the kind of person who I like a big goal. I like to know the end. I don't like these smaller goals where I achieve them, you know, a bunch of them and get to the end. I like the big picture. And then I like to, like, you know, find my way there. So I have some big picture ideas, but things seem to turn. Things seem to, you know, sort of change. Every time I think I'm going one way, I'm going the other in a good direction. But so yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, what next year brings. And everyone's like so ready to give up on 2020. There's still time. There's still time to be, you know, incredible. And I know things are crazy right now and, you know, not ideal, but.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever going to be an ideal time when I do consults and people say, I don't have time, or I'm like, it's a priority thing. Like, yes, it's a mindset. Like, there's always going to be something happening. There's always going to be, you're going to have family, you're going to have games, you're going to have something in life happening. It's just a matter of balancing and prioritizing it. Do you want to work for the same place forever and go there because of the paycheck? Or do you want to have a job you love and are passionate about, and it fulfills all aspects of your life? I mean, but that's my business side, is like, how could I even question one or the other? But it is, like you said, that security and that scared more mindset of like, okay, let's look positive. Let's keep the next possibilities of, yay, it's 2021. Yes, COVID is here. This craziness is here. But how can we serve women with what's happening right now?
Yeah. I mean, people are always going to be having babies. So, you know, we just have to pivot and serve them in a different way, but we still have to care for them. Yeah. Cause they need us more now than ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's non-negotiable. We can't just take a step back and be like, oh, we'll wait for COVID to be over. They need us more now. So we need to step up and figure out, you know, if we can't be in the hospital in person, if we can't be in their home in person, how are we going to still educate them? How are we going to still be able to, quote unquote, hold their hand and support them and, you know, help them navigate labor and delivery? So we have to step up our game, you know, more now than ever. So, and I think we're doing an amazing, amazing job.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to end on that, Jenny, because I think that's amazing inspirations to give to people.
If anyone can do it, we can. Doulas can, birth workers can. That's what we're made to do. We're made to pivot in a heartbeat.
Yep. I agree 100%. Well, thank you so much, Jody, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Have a good night.